Ludwig van Beethoven was born December 16th, 1770, so today would be an excellent day to listen to your favorite recordings of his work. During his lifetime, most other composers found their greatest source of inspiration and spiritual solace in their religious faith, but Beethoven found his in communion with nature. He noticed the sounds around him during his walks through the forest. His Sixth Symphony highlights the yellowhammer, quail, and cuckoo, which the instruments actually imitate. But other rhythms and melodies of nature may well have been incorporated into his music more subtly. Some people have even speculated that the dramatic 8-note opening of his Fifth Symphony was inspired by a woodpecker drumming. The story I heard long ago, which I've never been able to verify, was that at the time when Beethoven was first noticing that he was growing deaf, he was walking in the woods despondent because of so much silence around him, when suddenly he heard a rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat. And the sound was so welcome that it became impressed on his mind and gave him the predominant theme for that symphony. In 1953, a birder was listening to a song of the European blackbird, which is closely related to our robin. He suddenly recognized a melodic pattern in the song. It sounded identical to the lilting opening to the rondo of Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D, Opus 61. Louis Baptista, who was curator of ornithology and mammalogy at the California Academy of Sciences until his recent death, noticed the same thing. Both of them noted that generations of blackbirds seem to have preserved that identical melody, so perhaps blackbirds were singing the same tune back in Beethoven's time. The pattern is complex enough that it's unlikely that it was just a random occurrence, so Beethoven may have actually plagiarized that motif from an avian composer. But he surely never heard the white-breasted wood wren of the American tropics. When he was in Mexico, Baptista noticed a high-pitched version of the opening of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, which proved to be the wren. The bird and Beethoven sound astonishingly similar and represent one of the many convergences Baptista has found between music and bird songs. In this case, Beethoven was definitely not inspired by the real thing, since he never traveled to America, much less the American tropics. It's theoretically possible that the wood wren was actually inspired by Beethoven, since someone may well have played a recording of Beethoven's Fifth within earshot of a wood wren. But if an infinite number of monkeys playing around with an infinite number of typewriters could eventually type out a Shakespearean play, it shouldn't take too many wood wrens to sing out an 8-note simple melody. Beethoven's music and his sad life have resonated with me since I was a little girl. The passion and richness of his music are apparent even to a child. When we know more about music, our more informed listening enhances our appreciation. And knowing more about the birds of Europe adds a whole new dimension to our listening pleasure and makes me feel, when I listen to Beethoven, that I'm hearing a kindred spirit making the 18th century European woods ring with birdsong once again. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.